International film and television star Nick Searcy, and for some unknown reason, you are now listening to Off the Hook Radio. God help you all.
The boys from Off the Hook Radio would leave me the fuck alone.
No, we should leave the country the fuck alone.
He should just leave the country.
Period.
Well, he is leaving the country. All right, I told you last week, I said this son of a bitch takes off in the middle of the debt extension negotiations. The markets are not going to like it. Well, the markets tanked today, and he hasn't even left yet. Anyway.
Oh wait, he didn't leave?
Because
I had because I had swore I had saw something on Twitter while I was sitting in the parking lot waiting for my kid that said he was returning early because of to negotiate the debt thing.
Well, he's gone for 8 days, so maybe he's coming back early. I don't know.
Oh, okay. And it said he was coming back, or he was, I don't know. Anyways, yeah, continue.
He's Sorry. A dick. Hello and welcome to Off the Radio 2.0 for May 16th. 2023. I know you all won't believe this.
I don't believe it.
Oh, you probably won't.
I don't either.
I'm going to tell you because this is true. The media lies, exaggerates, and they still hate us.
I dare them.
Yeah. But some good stuff did happen last week. First and foremost was this. There you go. We'll just leave him up a second.
Okay, I can do that.
Yeah, Orange Man Bad. Tore CNN and activist Caitlin Collins a new one last Wednesday in a New Hampshire town hall. Yes, technically she was the moderator, but if you watch, she was just a snippy Democrat activist. And CNN fed her butt to the lion. That's the lion right there. You know, y'all know I love video metaphors. And I have one here. It's the way I get to say something really nasty without like having to actually say it. You know? Okay. So this is CNN, so thrilled to get the town hall with Trump and over 3 million viewers. They accomplished their goals. It was success. But success isn't always what it's cracked up to be. In this case, literally. Here we go.
It's been special all season long, going for the state Olympic record, John Flanagan. Oh, my goodness gracious. That poll just went directly up his asshole. And I'm a little concerned because it went really far up there very quickly, which means it's a little loose down there. And we've had our questions about Flanagan. Oh, my fucking God. No state Olympic record for him.
I think he does get an Olympic record. He took more up the ass than Obama.
And a lot of people.
Well, it's in his book. Don't hate me. I'm just bringing in the news. He admitted it. It's what he did for drugs when he was in high school.
That guy is hilarious.
Yeah, he is good.
He is fucking hilarious.
He is good. So, yeah, CNN kind of took it up of the ass on that town hall thing. And not in the Anderson Cooper, oh, what a night kind of way either. No, they started out the town hall with January 6th. You know, they're addicted to it, for God's sakes. And then they pressed on the civil suit loss from the day prior in Manhattan. You know that one. This woman. This is E. Jean Carroll. E. Jean Carroll, who I didn't know this until afterwards, but she apparently has said she's been raped six times, but she's never pressed criminal charges against any of the men she accused of raping her, and she only sued one. He just happened to be a billionaire running for president against the candidate she supports. So, of course, this sounds legit.
Oh, not at all.
No, I mean, it smells fishy. Well, metaphorically, smells fishy. Well, maybe for real, too. I don't know. I don't want to get close enough to her to find out. But when you accuse somebody of rape and then you file a defamation suit over them denying the rape, logical people would think Trump lost the civil suit because the jury agreed she was raped. No, they didn't. You don't find that out if you watch CNN or MSNBC. But my question is, the jury said no, she wasn't raped. They said she might have been groped and she was defamed. Well, she was defamed over the rape thing and he didn't do the rape thing. How did they, you know, whatever.
Well, wasn't she only defamed because she filed charges and brought a lawsuit? I mean, no one would.
No. She talked about it in a book or in an interview. Maybe it was an interview. And Trump just came out and said, I don't even know who the hell this woman is. Okay. And we've got a clip coming up in a little bit. I think he explains it in that clip. I think I got the right clip. But she's getting $5 million for defamation over something the jury didn't find that happened. That's kind of beyond me. But it does sound very familiar to a high school drunk rape charge, right, Justice Kavanaugh? Remember Kamala Harris and those things? You got to believe the woman. You got to believe the woman. No, you don't. And CNN, why the hell do they even bring this up? I mean, okay, yeah, they should bring it up. It's new. It's news. It's fair game. But don't act all innocent, CNN. We know about you. Here you go. For those of you who don't know about them, producer John Griffin was arrested for trying to talk kiddies into sex. Chris Cuomo was fired for sexual misconduct on the job. I'm sure his wife was thrilled. Jeffrey Toobin, of course, is back at CNN 8 months after jacking off on a Zoom call. And President Jeff Zucker resigned because he was banging one of his underlings. So, yeah, CNN, your hands are dirtier than just about anybody's, okay? You guys make Bill O'Reilly look like an angel. Jesus God.
I will say one thing. I was surprised when the Durham report came out that they took the side that they took. They were very, they weren't CNN-ish. I couldn't believe it. I posted one of the clips to TikTok when they when the news announcer announced that the Durham report came out, and you know, she didn't try to say anything like you would think CNN would try to do. You know what I mean?
Did you watch them this morning?
I did not.
I watched them this morning, and it was Caitlin and Poppy, the two that, you know, Don Lemon offended. I mean, you know, that's why he's fired. But they were on today, and they had John Bolton on. And while John Bolton said all kinds of gross, nasty things about Trump, what John Bolton flat out said was, you know, this just proves the Russian thing was just a total piece of crap, made up garbage, and from the beginning. And they didn't say anything, but they let him talk.
Right.
Okay. And the problem we have is that the media, you know, and the Durham report, I even made some notes over here. I'll look at my notes. These are notes, people. So you have a big notepad. Yeah, see?
Let me write on them.
Yeah. No, the problem is, I think the media is totally invested in the lies on the Durham report. And I put my notes. I wanted to remind everybody that the Washington Post and the New York Times both won Pulitzer Prizes for writing stories about something that absolutely didn't happen. That's how fucked up our media is.
Yeah, hold on for a second. I want to share this. This was
dirty.
Regardless, the report is now here. It has dropped, and it might not have produced everything of what some Republicans hoped for. It is regardless devastating to the FBI, and to a degree, it does exonerate Donald Trump.
There you go. Would you have ever thought that would have come out of CNN's mouth?
Yeah, and actually, I was talking to a friend of mine this afternoon about that. She was bitching about how the media lies and stuff. She says, do you ever think, she goes, how much truth do we get from watching the news? said, if you just watch news on Fox, you're probably getting 70% of the truth now, which is way more than anybody else. But you were getting 80% when Tucker was on, because there's subjects they just won't go to now. And, you know, I'll get into Tucker getting fired and advertising, all that stuff on another show. But I've got a bunch of stuff coming up. I mean, I basically have three shows worth of crap this week. So we're only doing one. And we're hoping that my my camera thingy stays working right. Oh, yeah, I know. But on this town hall, Trump was absolutely prepared. And he was pretty much on point. He didn't make clear one thing, and I have bone to pick with him. The border separation of children policy. I mean, he said, look, if you tell them you're going to separate the kids, they aren't going to come. And, you know, the CNN liberals just were like, oh, look what he said. Look what he said. You know, they went nuts. But what he meant was, and they fucking know what he meant. They just don't want to tell you. Because if you've been listening to their bullshit for 5 years, giving you the truth now is just going to ruin them. But what happens is the separation policy is the same thing that happens if you commit a crime and you go to jail. Your kid is now separated from you, right?
Right.
Because you're in jail. Huh. Well, what that policy was if somebody, if a parent that comes over with a kid is convicted of a serious crime where they aren't going to let him in, or he's charged with a serious crime that needs to be adjudicated, they separate them and then they work it out. Oh, he's horrible. He's separating parents. Yeah. Well, you know, the parent could be a murderer. Okay. We don't want him in this country, you know. Well, he might vote Democrat. Let him in. No, no, we're not going there. And the whole border situation's in flux right now. And I'm not doing too much border shit tonight, but that little nugget that CNN just skipped over about, you know, they have to be either convicted of or charged with a serious crime to be separated from their kids. Trump should have nailed that point. I mean, he was really good on a lot of things, but that one he screwed up. But anyway, the town hall lasted 69 minutes. It was scheduled for 90, but it looks like the CNN brass threw in the towel early. So we're going to just give you a clip. If those of you didn't watch it, it's worth going back and watching online. It's only 69 minutes and it's great. But here what I thought was the best 2 minutes of the show.
Say, newscaster, very nice man. She called him an ape. Happens to be African American. Called him an ape. The judge wouldn't allow us to put that in. Her dog or her cat was named Vagina. The judge wasn't allowed to put that in. All of these things, but with her, they can put in anything. Access,
this Hollywood, is a jury of nine people who found you liable of sexual abuse. Do you think that will deter women from voting for you?
No, I don't think so, because I think the whole thing, just so you understand, ready? I never met this woman. I never saw this woman. This woman said, I met her at the front door of Bergdorf Goodman, which I rarely go into other than for a couple of charities. I met her in the front door. She was about 60 years old then. This is like 22, 23 years ago. I met her in the front door of Bergdorf Goodman. I was immediately attracted to her, and she was immediately attracted to me. And we had this great chemistry. We're walking into a crowded department store. We had this great chemistry, and a few minutes later, we end up in a room, a dressing room, a Bergdorf Goodman, right near the cash register. And then she found out there are locks on the door, so she said, I found one that was open. She found one. She learned this at trial. She found one that was open. What kind of a woman meets somebody and brings them up, and within minutes, you're playing hanky-panky in the dressing room, okay? I don't know if she was married then or not. John Johnson, I feel sorry for you, John Johnson.
Mr. President,
because you asked the question. Just so you understand,
though,
if I was walking in at the park, because I was very famous then, and I owned the Plaza Hotel right next door, and I owned buildings around it, I'm not going into a dressing room of a crowded department store. Then I say, if she was being raped, and by the way, they said she wasn't raped, okay? That was her charge. It was,
They said
he didn't rape her. And I didn't do anything else either, you know what? Because I have no idea who the hell she is.
But Mr. President, can I ask you, given your recounting?
I think he pretty much put that shit to bed.
Yeah. I have to agree.
And I'm pretty sure he didn't put E. Jean Carroll to bed.
He went bye-bye. Must be.
Trump
there is.
Trump
is back. Bang.
Hey. I'm in sync, but I froze for a second.
You did.
There's 170-some townhouses in this development I live in, and we're all on the same damn cable, and I am going to fix this because I'm paying for the best I can possibly get from these assholes, and I don't like freezing. And Rick up there, look, pretty boy Rick, Mr. SAG card himself.
I'm going to show you.
Yeah, he's got Frontier, which I used to have at the house.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, he also has this.
Yeah, I don't have that.
You're not going to get that either.
No. I've got plenty of... I just... The unvax part, no. But the other part I got plenty of. Anyway. I got to get this fixed. I will, people. I'm sorry about the freezing up thing. So... That was the best 2 minutes I thought of the thing, and since they're trying to trip him up on everything,
of course they were.
He just nailed him.
They were trying to make him look like an ass, and he didn't.
No, actually, he did. No, she did.
Right.
But if I was the media, I think I'd start to worry. I mean, like, face it, the media is so damn arrogant. They probably won't worry yet. But how are they going to rehabilitate all this? You know. I mean, they can't go on Twitter now and shut us all up and put out false bullshit stories on Twitter because it's not run by the FBI and CIA liberals who went from there to work at Twitter to talk to their friends at the government anymore. So for those of you on Pluto, actually, here's a reminder of election meddling that has now gone away. So watch this and stop wondering why the left hates Elon Musk. Oh, and also, when you look at this clip, notice the white supremacist that originally posted it. I left him in.
That leading up to the 2020 election, Twitter had weekly meetings with not just the FBI, with DOJ, with DHS, with DNI, to conduct this unconstitutional censorship by surrogate. We know that because the Twitter files, correct?
Correct.
Wow. And it was not just meetings, not just censorship of stories like the Hunter Biden laptop story. We also now know that the FBI paid Twitter over $3.4 million of taxpayer funds to censor these stories before the 2020 election. Is that correct?
That money was paid. Twitter confirmed that.
Isn't it true, according to the Twitter files, that there were so many FBI officials who then went to work at Twitter that created their own Slack channel and crib sheet for onboarding? The Twitter files confirm that, correct?
Correct.
This is the definition of election meddling, and it's the definition of election meddling by the FBI on behalf of Democrats paid for by the U.S. taxpayers.
Congressional hearings.
You
know how many Democrats showed up at that hearing? Couple. You know, the whole committee was there because they knew they were going to get their asses handed to them, and they just didn't want to be on TV going.
No.
You know. So that avenue, at least to Twitter, is dead to them. But it's what they have to beat the evil Republicans. You know, it's not much. The walking cadaver and de facto leader of a crime family.
Watch it.
No. That's Rick's family. That's Rick's family.
Oh, sorry.
They're not criminals. They're legitimate businessmen.
Uncle Tony, they're talking about us again.
Legitimate businessmen, right, Rick?
Never mind. He's okay.
Absolutely legitimate.
Yes, they are.
Totally.
Look at them guys.
Pleasant fellows all.
Over here.
I'd like to buy them a box of Cubans. I will say, okay. Friends. Why do you think I'm such good friends with Rick?
He just told everyone standing down, we're good.
I mean, I like him a lot, but I also am a little worried. So no, it's not Rick's family. It's this guy's family. Here you go.
Done some dumb things, and I'll do dumb things again.
I mean, he predicted it. It's one of the few things this asshole's been right about in 50 years.
Here, just because he was right, let's do it again.
Done some dumb things, and I'll do dumb things again.
Yep.
We know we're watching. It's pretty obvious. But you know, here's some recent examples of some dumb things he's done.
Joan Shingang, I'm going to pronounce her, Shanga Kawawa.
And by the way, my shirt, I would like to apologize to anyone I haven't offended. Please be patient. I'll get to you shortly.
There you go.
Slim, you have another one?
For what? Oh, yeah, we do. Hold on.
Ticky talky.
Yeah, that's right. I gotta go to my other palette here. I'm sorry. We're on.
My great honor to introduce the President of the United States, President Joe Biden.
Thank you, Secretary Buttigieg.
Secretary Buttigieg.
Booty juice.
Booty juice.
Booty juice. Why don't you just call him butt fudge? It's easier to say.
Butt gag.
I mean, did you see that there was actually somebody there when he shook hands? I mean, that's a step up. You know, I'm just saying. You know, we know he can't talk. No. But, you know, when he is on his meds, all we ever hear is white supremacy or climate change. I mean, that's it. He can't remember more than two things anyway. But the climate change, it's that electrical vehicle crap. Well, here's what they got us headed to in the next few years. Go ahead, Slim.
Signing an executive order setting out a target of 50% of all passenger vehicles sold by 2030. Would be electric.
If they force this crap on us, that's what you're going to have. Everybody up north is going to have to run around with a gas generator.
Hey, yeah, I got one, so I'm good.
Yes, what's up?
The worst deal is says you have to work hard to offend them.
Oh, well, no, Mark's a terrible dealer, but he gets it. And he's not stupid. He's actually pretty funny. Not like you.
All right.
No, he can't do Joe Pesci for me on demand.
On demand, that's right.
Yeah.
Why, you think I could do Joe Pesci?
And always fuck me at the drive-thru.
So we have a Trump post. This was online Trump thing that he posted outlining the senile godfather's license to fail. This is pretty good.
Oh, yeah. What are we doing?
Oh, the editor of that really nailed the music on the phone. Stairs.
They definitely did.
Pretty good. But our favorite one, Slim, is the one where he follows the Secret Service agent and then walks through the bushes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's hilarious.
And the look on his face.
Remember when we played the Secret Service audio for that?
Hey, Rick, when I'm playing poker, I'm going to do my Biden on
that. Yeah, but only I'm the only one that's going to know what you're doing.
Yeah, well, when I have the nuts and I raise and I'm sitting there going, they'll all call me.
Yeah, probably.
That's what I want, damn it. Oh, that was pretty damn good. But to be fair, because we do try to be fair here on Northlook Radio 2.0.
We're fair and balanced.
Although, right? You know, you see Trumpy Bear over that shoulder with my signed hat. And over that shoulder is an autographed book from the greatest governor in the country. There you go. And my sign might give it away too. Let's go, Brandon. Which, for those of you in Rio Linda, that means fuck Joe Biden. Okay. But we're still going to try and be fair.
Well, you might just be an idiot. People might think you're an idiot and really like Brandon.
Maybe I do. Anyway, we wanted to run this for you. This is Biden's accomplishments.
All ready for this?
Well, that was quick.
It sure fucking was.
Oh my God.
Oh, look at that comment we got from Christy.
We're more fair and balanced than Fox News.
Oh,
I like it.
We're not as smart as they. Well, we're probably as smart as they are now since Tucker's gone.
Fair and balanced. That's all that matters.
I think Tucker and Gutfeld are the only two that got me up on this. And Gutfeld just tries to be funny. Hope he's on tonight. He got his dog neutered today. So he wasn't on the five.
So that's a reason to take the day off?
He's the king of late night. He can do what the hell he wants. I mean, he's getting two plus million viewers a night at 11 p.m.
The freezer.
Yeah. You know, Colbert gets paid three times what Gutfeld makes, and Gutfeld kills him in the ratings. And now they got the writer's strike. I don't even think those other clowns are on yet, are they?
No, I don't think so either. But
Jimmy and Mr. Deformed Deer.
So let me pose a question to you then. Why, if Gutfeld and people like that can draw such a huge audience, why haven't the cable networks like, you know, CBS, ABC, Fox, canned the comedians that suck and went with somebody like a Gutfeld on their late night shows that's actually going to draw in viewers?
What they should do is just get a comedian who's good.
Oh. This is true.
See, what they should do is offer Dave Chappelle like $100 million a year to do a show, and he would kill everybody.
I agree.
You know, granted, he's left of center, but he's a reasonable liberal. Plus, he's the funniest freaking guy out there.
Well, and in all honesty, too, though, ever since like Carson and Letterman, late night has not been.
Letterman, the second half of his career, after he was making the big money, he went totally left-wing wacko.
Well, but everybody still watched it because it was, you know, that was the thing you did. You watched
Carson was TV. Better than Leno.
But I think that's just kind of all went by the wayside.
But I'm older than you.
Yeah, you are.
Johnny Carson, was he not the best, Rick?
I like Carson. I did like Carson.
I was a kid, man, and I'd have that TV on real quiet, and I'd be up close to it. I was supposed to be asleep.
But that's when everything was funny and not political and bullshit.
Well, yeah, throw political comments in there, but yeah, he would zing everybody. And that was Leno. Granted, Leno is definitely way left to center, but Leno would zing everybody. I mean, he was a professional. But Colbert is just a friggin' activist. And Jimmy Kimmel was pretty good for a while until Colbert passed him in the ratings, and then he went all woke and shit. Now you can't watch him. And the fat English guy, he's already fired. He's done. He's back. the only thing he did was carpool karaoke. Other than that, his show sucked.
Yeah, they all suck.
James Corden. Yeah, I remember. Mm. No, they had Craig Ferguson used to be on late night. Remember him? He was on the late show. He was after Colbert. I think he was on CBS, but he was fantastic. Scottish comedian. Funny as hell. But he just got tired of doing the same shit. I mean, you should see like his last 6 months, his monologue was like the same opening 5 minutes every night. Cause he's just, I don't care anymore. I'm leaving. But he was great. But they don't have any. The only one that makes me laugh is Gutfeld. So I watched.
He's funny. He's definitely funny.
And I bought the T-shirt and I have the mug. So there you go. So that was Biden's accomplishments. And so we've been running segments with black men telling us that they're pro-Trump for the last few weeks. And we have more for you of that in the near future. I think we've got two more segments of that, Slim.
I think so, unless I accidentally deleted the file from my phone, which might have actually happened. But we'll see.
That's the face he gave you.
Wait, hold on.
You got to look the other way if you want to.
Wait, do that. Oh, you backed up too soon. I really wanted to get you to, you know, into perspective.
That's my evil gopher. Oh, gopher look.
I think I've got it somewhere. I got it.
Hopefully we'll have more for you in the future. And if we don't, it's his fault.
My fault.
But tonight, I want you to see an accomplished Hispanic man, a son of Florida, give his 2 cents on the political goings on in this country. And this was in front of millions of people just a few weeks ago. Here is Miami's own Jorge Masvidal.
I want to say, greatest president in the history of the world, sitting right there. I love that guy. We also got the greatest governor of all time here in Florida. Let's keep Florida free, a red state, and let's take that. You know who? Let's go brand that motherfucker out of power and replace him. If I could get it just one time. Let's go, Brandon. Let's go, Brandon. I'm out, y'all. Three.
Nothing like 30,000 people chanting, let's go, Brandon, in Miami.
It'd have been better if it bucked Joe Biden.
Or was that Jacksonville? Might have been in Jacksonville. Yeah, I think the UFC was in Jacksonville that night.
Still have that.
Translation.
Oh, wait, we got that too.
Legislature. This is it. So,
that was great.
You know, the best one of all time is one we should go find again. It's when that sports reporter lady was interviewing what's the second series of NASCAR? It used to be the Bush series, but I think they call it something else now. Who gives a shit? It's the Saturday races. She was interviewing the winner, and there was about 150 people up in the crowd at the railing watching him give the interview on the tarmac, and they're shouting, fuck Joe Biden. Okay.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And the interviewers and the guy's name was Brandon. The driver's name was Brandon something. And she goes, oh, they're cheering for you. They're all yelling, let's go, Brandon.
Well, isn't that where the chant came from?
And that's exactly where the chant came from. She knew what the hell they were saying. Somebody in her ear was saying, cover that up. Cover it. We're live. They're yelling, fuck the president live. It was one of the greatest. It was one of the greatest TV moments in history.
And then it took off in colleges all over America.
Oh, man. Texas A&M. The first Texas A&M game. It was incredible because their student section is so big. And there's 25,000 kids yelling that. Anyway. So that's how it's going to go. I mean, if it's Trump or it's DeSantis, whatever, we will make progress. We, meaning normal people. And in the end, we will win eventually. But it's going to be a bitch getting around these bases, okay? The media is going to come out throwing, and it's going to be like this.
Got it. And now he's hit by the pitch. There's ball that gets away. Piscotty to second, and he's hit again. Little chopper slowly hit right side. Juan may beat it out. He does. Ball gets away. Here comes Piscotty. He is saved as the ball hit him in the head, maybe the face.
And Steven appears to be all right as he scores the first Cardinal.
Poor guy.
America is Piscotty. Jeez. Okay. We got on. We're going to get around the bases. We're going to score at the end, but it's going to be a bitch getting there. Because the media's got a lot of baseballs to throw at us. They just make them up, but they still hurt when they hit you. Mm. Oh, God. Mm. Oh, hey, quick follow-up to last week. Remember we had King Chucky Chuck's coronation?
He finally got a job.
Yeah, finally got 74 years old, and apparently, you know.
No longer on unemployment.
People just think he's a big wanker. They use the British term there, Sam. Very colloquial here. Ooh, colloquial. That's a too big a word for the show.
Where did you get that word
from? Slap the song. I shouldn't have said. It's way too big a word for the show. Anyway, some of the official stuff from is out for purchase. Now, Rick says he's going to get the coin soon, right?
Yeah. Yeah, one of my friends went out to she's going to England and Scotland, and she's supposed to get me some kind of a commemorative coin. So okay. I'm waiting to see what that looks like.
All right. Well, this is my favorite gift. This is the coronation mug.
Ooh, the Dumbo mug.
Yeah. The extra large coffee tea mug for two. You know, I mean, just look at this guy. Obviously, somebody in the royal family kind of knew somebody in the royal family, if you know what I mean. You know,
yeah.
That Dumbo shit. You know, those genes. Those genes don't happen by accident. That's a mutation. Like I said, if I haven't offended you yet, I'll get to you shortly.
I'm ready.
That might have done it. And the Brit viewers turn on. I used to like this Yankee bitch.
No more.
We should show them the Willie picture again from last week. No, we don't have to. Don't work too that. Don't work that hard. I do hope all you moms had a great Mother's Day. That was Sunday. My mom is still kicking, sort of. She's very old, but. She was texting me about the Phillies game or something late at night, and I realized it was after midnight. I said, "Hey, Mom, it's after midnight. I'm the first one to wish you a happy Mother's Day."
Oh, thank you, Jeff.
She didn't call me Jeffrey, so we got along fine. Mm-hmm. She only calls me that when she's mad. There ain't nothing worse in the world than hearing Jeffrey. I grew up hearing that.
You mean Zippy?
No, that's I'm the oldest, man.
He missed it. Forget it.
She will not call me Zip. And she hears, she was down here and she heard people call me Zip. She was like, "I didn't name you that. You didn't coach me in baseball either, did you?" I had to buy my own spikes. Anyway. So I hope all your moms had a great Mother's Day. But it seems one restaurant was especially popular with some moms on this past Sunday. And I've been trying to figure this one out. The State Street Diner. That could be in Pennsylvania. I don't know. I'm sure there's a lot of State Street diners. But my buddy Rick used to have a bar, the State Street Bar. The Straight Street Diner. But moms get free cream pies.
$5.14.
Yeah, I'm not sure the line.
Oh, that's 5:14. That's mother. It was mother.
Yeah, it was the date. Yeah. I'm not sure if there were more horny moms in line or guys who hadn't got laid in forever.
Wait, is that an unvaxxed cream pie?
No, that would be expensive. Ah,
that would be an expensive piece of pie.
Way more expensive. That's true.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Hey, just be glad I didn't do that joke before Mother's Day, okay? Because that sign's from 2 years ago. so you guys figure that one out. For those of you without kids, I'm sure deciding where to eat was probably difficult. But this guy, I got a lot of respect for him. He made an effort with his wife, and he has earned the right to be our musical interlude. Here we go.
I am so hungry. Can we please go eat? Okay? It's time to decide. What do you want to eat? Chick-fil-A, they're closed because it's Sunday. Chipotle has yesterday. How about steak? I already know what you'll say. That's not what you want today. Now I can see that if I wanna eat, I'm gonna have to leave you behind. Yeah. No matter where I go, just want you to know, I hope you make up your mind. I am,
I'm telling you,
too hungry. I'm gonna go
eat.
Goodbye, 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 goodbye.
Really?
Fucking laughed.
That guy's great. And he's got a beautiful voice. And if you're one of them ticky-tocky people who don't care the Chinese know everything that you're doing on your phone,
yeah,
follow that dude, because he is a really talented guy. He's got a dozen of those out there, and they're all amusing. And like I said, you know, obviously he can sing. So it's not like, you know, you see some of them country guys with their guitar and they're like, I'm going to do me a TikTok video. I want to see your titties. Oh, yeah. And I'm like, go away, man. No, this guy's got some talent at least. So,
we're going to snip that section of this and put it on TikTok.
I don't want to see most of the titties.
10:41. All right. I'm going to go back and clip that.
I'm not a tit guy. I just, I was mocking some things I've seen this week. That's
you're going to be on TikTok now.
Okay. I don't care. Big titties, little titties, whatever. I just care who they're attached to. I don't give a shit what they are.
Little titties. Titlets.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't see a girl with big breasts and go. I don't.
Can't get that close to them.
Now she's walking by and she's got a great ass. That'll do. Being honest. Rick, what are you? You a tit man or an ass man or what?
I think I get more tit than ass.
I'm
or equal amounts.
Okay.
What about you? Yeah, I don't want not too big of an ass. I mean, see, it doesn't even fit in the screen. Like a nice size.
Well, I can make it fit in the screen just by going like this.
Well, it's still this big. It's not this big. See, you can't. I need a wide angle.
I'm with Rick, so.
Yeah,
you're a titty guy?
Yeah, I'm with Rick.
Yeah. I don't care if they got any boobs. They got a nice butt. They're pretty. But
I don't like too big of a butt.
I know. People say to me, you're not a tit guy. Both your wives had big boobs. They just happened to have big boobs. It didn't matter to me. I didn't care. Anyway. So it's time for our stupid criminal of the week.
Yay.
Save your cards, your letters, your DMs, your texts. I did not forget.
This is always good.
This is from Colorado. Slim, we have the mugshot, right?
We have a mugshot.
A puppy.
Yeah, just leave them up.
I'm going to. Because that's our mugshot.
A DUI suspect in Colorado tried unsuccessfully to pin the rap on his dog, according to police in eastern Colorado. Cops in Springfield wrote on Facebook that the attempted switcheroo happened around 11:30 p.m. last Saturday when officers pulled over a vehicle going 52 and a 30. The driver attempted to switch places with his dog, who was in the passenger seat, as the officer approached and watched the entire process. The male party then exited the passenger side of the vehicle and claimed he was not driving. Police asked the suspect if he consumed alcohol. He ran away. Abandoned his car and the poor puppy. But being drunk, he didn't get far. He ran 60 feet before they got him. Charges against the unidentified driver, who allegedly had outstanding warrants, including suspicion of DUI and resisting arrest. The dog was given to an acquaintance of the driver to take care of while the party was in jail. The dog does not face any charges.
Good.
And was let go with just a warning.
The dog was like,
we don't want to hurt the puppy.
I'd have been pissed if the dog was charged. That wouldn't be right.
The cops added that for humorous effect at the end of the story. That's all.
Yeah, well, there's some police
cops are funny too.
Would have arrested the fucking thing.
Who's the best sheriff in all of America?
Grady Judd.
Grady Judd. And why does everybody love Grady Judd?
Because he doesn't. Because he has classes on Saturday to make sure you know how to put him down.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Well, that was the guy in Manatee County.
All right. Well, next one over.
We're talking about Judd. They have him in every county too. Manatee County is down south, but Manatee County is just south of Sarasota, right? I believe so. It's the next one down. It's Hillsborough. It's Hillsborough and then Manatee, right, Rick? You've been here longer than me.
Hillsborough. Manatee.
Who cares? Nobody else in the world gives a shit.
Well, look, Mark was right. They separated the kid from the dog from his kid. How dare them?
Trump did it. Huh? Oh, anyway. No, I actually had a picture of my dog, Jameel, when I moved down to Florida about 8 years ago. Right, 7, 8, I don't know. It was a while. It was over 7. And I was at a rest stop, and Minnie-Me was with me. And she had to go use the restroom, and I stood outside to smoke because I wouldn't smoke in the car with her and the dog. So I stood outside, and it was raining a little bit. And I get out of the car, and Justine's out of the car, and Jameel decides that seat's open, and I've got a great picture of him up on the steering wheel going, you know, but he's really old, and it's almost time to
no puppy
a bridge, and I didn't want to cry on the show, it'd be a big pussy, so we used the dog from the story. So anyway, if you guys out there want a female POTUS. Be president of the United States for those of you who live in Rio Linda. Let us remind you that despite her accomplishments, and her main accomplishment is being the first woman of Indian and Jamaican descent to become an African American. Mm-hmm. No small feat that. Anyway, if you want a female president, this lady is probably not the one.
Everything is in context. My mother used to, she would give us a hard time sometimes, and she would say to us, I don't know what's wrong with you young people. You think you just fell out of a coconut tree? You exist in the context of all in which you live and what came before you.
He's confused.
It's like a 58-year-old version of him. It really is.
He's even confused.
She's not nearly as ugly, but man, she's just as dumb.
I'm confused.
She doesn't know what she's.
Hey, you know, give Biden credit. At least he stole other people's words. You know, he plagiarized other people so he would sound intelligent. She thinks she's the smartest person in the room, and she uses these and contextualize this and that, and coconuts from the tree And I looked at my mama and I said, freedom, you know, it's all bullshit. But I mean, you know, she did convince the world that she's an African-American. So you got to give her that. I mean, and she eventually passed the bar exam. So then again, how hard could it friggin' be? She passed it.
If she passed, yeah.
I think she went to the Nancy Pelosi School of Politics. Mm-hmm. You know, she's got the drinking part down. Okay. But you know, Nancy was nasty because she had a brain. When she wasn't drunk, she thought of all kinds of evil shit. Like, you know, ooh, it would be terrible to actually have the National Guard here on January 6th because then we wouldn't be able to pin this on Trump too, so he can't run again. You know, Nancy thinks of these things. Kamala, no. She just did whatever Willie Brown told her. That was Willie Brown's smile. Hey, we all got to be good at something, right?
This is true.
Something.
Rick, you can act.
Yeah. Well, that's all he's got to be good at.
There.
You can act, and you know your cousin Tony's phone number, so you're good. Mm-hmm. You got nothing to worry about.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. I guess.
Slim runs a business, and he runs the show. He's got skills.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just the eye candy. I ain't nothing else. I'm sorry. I cracked me up. Anyway, last week, if you remember, and if you didn't watch last week's show, you should watch last week's show because last week was a good show. We had the story of the Her website. Remember that?
Hmm.
The lesbian dating app. It told 20, they came on there. The CEO of the lesbian dating app, Her, told her 20 million lesbian users around the world to get off the site if they won't date pretend women. We thought it was outrageous, and we said so at great length, and you need to go back and watch the show because it's worth it all just for that segment. So we wanted to follow up this week. So we worked hard, and I think, Slim, you found this, didn't you?
I don't remember if it was me or one of us.
We found a guy who can explain this for us, so here you go.
All right, I will assume that you asked this question in the way that you really want to learn. So I will explain all the ways that it is okay. Let's say that you're attracted to women. Well, if you're attracted to women, then you're attracted to cis women, trans women without bottom surgery, and trans women with bottom surgery. If you're attracted to BJ, then you could be attracted to a cis woman, a trans man without bottom surgery, a trans woman with bottom surgery, or a non-binary person, which, depending on their assigned gender at birth, having or not having had the surgery. But it is that exclusion that makes it transphobic. So, if you say that you like women and you like BJ, then that would mean that you're attracted to cis women and trans women who have had bottom surgery. It is just that exclusion that makes it transphobic. You can have a genital preference, but to exclude trans people is transphobic.
All right, so we're allowed to have a genital preference. At least it gave us that.
Wait, here's my thought on it. Ready?
Yeah. So I'm wondering, you guys out there got that? If you don't, I'm going to translate for you.
Please do, because I'm confused. I just showed you what I thought. I'm fucking lost.
If you're a dude and you like women, you're also supposed to like women who have dicks. And if you're a dude who likes dudes, you're supposed to also like women who had the adidectomy surgery. Yeah, good luck with that working for you. Just a little thingy hanging there to pee out of. Now, they could get the pump attached to it, you know, and it'd be like, yeah. It still ain't gonna do nothing, but you know, at least it sticks up. But you know, it ain't gonna work. And of course, like we said last week, lesbians are supposed to ignore getting poked in the eye by a pretend woman. No, they're pissed about it too. So you have to have tranny sex or you're transphobic. I think this guy just basically saying he's a tranny and he's horny. That's why I did this explanation. But
like a vampire.
Yeah. If you're going to call me transphobic for not wanting to have sex with that dude, you know what? I'm okay with that.
Me too.
Yeah.
Rick, I guess. You're good?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. So transphobic away, bitches. I don't know what I said. Oh. Hey, Rick. I finally figured out the best way you can act, because you can do this now. You can actually fight women in the 21st century.
How do you do that?
Kick her in the balls.
Well, hey, you got a 50-50 shot.
If there's an Adam's apple, I'm going for the nads. I don't care about those little plastic things on your chest. I'm old, man. I should get that shirt. It says, what is it? I'm too old to run. I'm too old to fight, but I can still shoot good. That one. Oh. And of course, we can't end this segment without a few more reasons that Budweiser is now toast. This is the new your mama joke.
Your daddy drinks Bud Light.
That was like a yo mama joke. But then again, if your daddy drinks Bud Light, he probably becomes your old mama, and then he rides around like this. I mean, just look at that thing.
That's huge.
I bought, my second wife wanted this Mother Mary statue for the garden. Okay. And it was expensive, and it was about that big. And it took like three of us to get that thing, you know, stuck.
How big?
About as big as that giant dick on the back of the cart there. And, you know, I hope that dick ain't that heavy. I don't know how the guy's ever going to have any fun.
It's big.
Yeah. I don't know who put it in there.
He's going to have a ladder to get on it.
Hey, did you see? Walmart actually was selling, I think it was 36 packs of Budweiser for $19.99 with a $20 mail-in rebate.
I saw Costco's Bud Light had 36 packs or 32 packs where they were for like $14.99. People were like shitting themselves because it's like half the normal price. They can't give it away.
They've blown it.
And Miller Lite came out with one that was almost as bad. That's just now people are finding out about. But Miller Lite has like totally removed all links to this ad and stuff. They had their big feminist ad. These people don't have any clue who drinks their product, do they?
They don't.
They can't.
Yeah, but wasn't the Miller?
The Miller Lite one was pretty bad.
Wasn't the Miller Lite real women saying we drink beer too, but it was a woman?
No, it was some comedian going around talking about shit. She said shit like a whole bunch of times that women used to brew this beer and blah, blah, blah. Like, go away. I don't drink either way. I don't drink anyway, so I don't care about that piss water.
I'll take tequila.
Drink the worm? Eat the worm?
No, that's mezcal. Mezcal. That's a weird flavored smoky. Blech.
I like mezcal.
One day I bought a bottle of that.
Let's put it this way. I used to like mezcal. Now I don't drink anymore. That could be one of the reasons I don't drink. But I have consumed the worm a few times, yes.
And did we see things?
No, that was peyote.
Yeah, it's supposed to see things if you eat the worm.
See, Slim got me right away. Slim knew that was right.
Uh-huh. Yeah, maybe see a lot of things.
Hey, I'm so old. They had LSD when I was young. Now it's shrooms. Everybody get... California legalize shrooms, or was it Colorado?
No.
Maybe that's why the guy abandoned his dog. He was on shrooms out there in Colorado. I don't know. Anyway, so I like to do my reel of the week, and I haven't done. I almost forgot to put it in, but this was just so damn funny. This is The Bachelor, Australia. Okay, you got to see it. Go ahead.
Crikey.
Crikey.
Well, we're coming to the end of our date. I've had a great day.
Me too.
Gonna need you to close your eyes for me. You trust me?
Okay.
Close your eyes. So today was all about the senses.
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to see if you can sense what I've got in front of your face right now. Do you know what that is?
I think I know what it is. Oh, it's a rose.
It's a rose, yeah.
Thank you. I wanted that. Thank you. Fuck.
Oh, she was ready for it. Oh, Lord help me. It was a little scripted.
Maybe, but it was still funny as hell. And by the way, I think I've probably gotten to all of you tonight, right?
Probably. Oh, Lord.
Mission accomplished. Thank you.
That was good. That one was fun. I didn't watch it all the way through right until just now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was the first time you'd seen it?
Yeah, I'd only watch usually just make sure it, you know, clips and everything. But yeah, that was good.
All right. Well, I love memes and
Mimi.
Mimi.
I like Mimi.
That's what the grandkids call my mother, Mimi.
Mimi.
Matter of fact, that's how I separate her house number from her cell number. One's mom, one's Mimi.
There you go.
Yeah. So I don't want to think of Mimi in that video. No. I'll never have sex again. Ugh. Anyway, Slim.
Yeah, meme time, huh?
Memes of the week, baby. Take
here's
it away.
Here's the show meme. You sent me this one. This is, you know.
Not yeah, because this one tied in. Sir, this spot's for the handicapped only. I voted for Joe Biden. Oh, sorry for bothering you. Have a nice day.
Fits perfectly. It absolutely does. All right, yours.
Oh, this is my nasty one. Thank God Mother's Day was over. You see that ugly dog up top?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a wiener pit. Kind of like your mom.
And I like yours, Rick. I've seen this one before.
Oh, yeah, that's hysterical. If I ever get a car, painting it like that. That's hysterical.
They would definitely move.
Definitely. Oh, yeah. We don't have that. And you got an extra large horn.
I didn't keep with the show's theme this week. Sorry. I went to a club last night. They played the twist. I did the twist. They played jump. I jumped. They played Come on Eileen, and I got kicked out. So probably get arrested in most states. We lost his train of thought. I like how he's trying to.
That is the greatest Valentine's Day meme. Black
you're
dress
back now.
And she had splooge like all over her and the dress and the face and everything else. And then she had a name tag on said Eileen. that was her Halloween outfit. I think it was one of the greatest ones of all time. Hey, it's good. At least I didn't freeze till the end of the friggin' show. So Slim, you got ads?
We can do them. If you like music, commercial free music 24/7, download the app in the Google or Apple Store, Zone Out Radio. I still haven't done your gay hour, but I will. So, and subscribe to us, Rumble. That's where all the archives are of our podcast, rumble.offtalkradio.com. So if you want to watch one of the
previous shows. I got breaking news, just to throw it in here before the end. The Department of Injustice just made the IRS remove the team that was investigating Hunter's tax cheating. That's the one that included the whistleblower who was supposed to be protected by law, who they said, "Oh, it's a whistleblower. We're never going to do anything. We're letting him." No, the Attorney General's office told the IRS, back them off. They took the whole team, removed them from the Hunter thing. They are in such cover up mode right now. It's just absolutely pathetic.
Hmm.
And you won't find it on MSNBC.
They've been in cover up mode. Nothing new.
No. So we're going to end tonight with the sweetest thing I saw this week. Not only does this kid have good taste in music, but it's also proof that music touches the soul. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Hallelujah. Oh. Girl said to hallelujah. Oh. Girl.